SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. On Thursday, Israel welcomed the heads of state of 41 nations and leading representatives of another 8 at the 5th World Holocaust Forum, coinciding with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. The event is considered by some religious Zionists as the most significant year since the Six-Day War of 1967. The German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, took the stage at Yad Vashem, recited the Shehecheyanu blessing in Hebrew, and admitted that his nation had not fully learned the lessons of the Holocaust. President Putin of Russia was in Israel at the same time as Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky, whose parents are Holocaust survivors, countries at war with one another. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, Prince Charles of the UK, and many other leaders were in Jerusalem together. Australia was represented by the Governor-General, the Honourable David Hurley. Before the main event, Vladimir Putin spoke alongside Israel's President Reuven Rivlin and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a ceremony inaugurating a memorial to the up to 1.5 million soldiers and civilians who died in the nearly 900-day Nazi siege of Leningrad, Putin's hometown, now St. Petersburg. One of those victims was his own older brother, who died as a baby of disease. At the same ceremony, Jerusalem's mayor, Moshe Leon, spoke movingly to his father, in the audience, himself a Holocaust survivor from Salonika, about the significance of his son sharing the stage with the president of Russia. Around 70 veterans of the siege who are currently living in Israel were invited. In his speech at Yad Vashem, Putin said January 27th marks the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. In this hell where people from different countries were brought for torture, monstrous experiments and mass killing, hundreds of thousands of people of different ethnicities died. More than half of them were Jews. The crimes committed by the Nazis, their deliberate, planned, and as they said, final solution to the Jewish issue, is one of the darkest and most shameful pages of modern world history. Speaking on behalf of the Holocaust survivors at the Yad Vashem ceremony last week was Rabbi Israel Meir Lau, 82, who was sent with his brother to the Buchenwald concentration camp as a child, was liberated at the age of 8 by American forces and rose to become the chief rabbi of Israel and a towering moral voice of his generation. At the age of 7, he said, he had no name, only a number. I came especially to tell you I cannot forgive, he said, because I am not authorized. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky came to Jerusalem, but not to the Yad Vashem event, saying that he and his delegation were giving up their seats for Holocaust survivors. The presidents of Poland and Lithuania did not attend the forum. Poland's Andrzej Duda, over his anger that he had not been invited to speak. The ceremony at Auschwitz, hosted by Poland, will be held tomorrow. President Reuven Rivlin will represent Israel. While in Israel, Putin told the mother of jailed Israeli Nahami Zaschah that everything will be all right and that he would be sending her daughter home, although the required formalities do not appear to have been instigated yet. American Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday night announced that President Trump had invited Prime Minister Netanyahu and his political rival Benny Gantz to Washington to discuss a potential breakthrough in his Middle East peace plan. Although originally both leaders said they were delighted to be accepting the invitation, last night Benny Gantz announced that he had spoken to President Trump and made alternative arrangements. Rather than attend the formal meetings on the peace plan with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Gantz will fly to America tomorrow and return on Tuesday for the Knesset debates on immunity for prosecution for the Prime Minister. Gantz, in his speech, described himself as the victor in the previous election and the expected winner in the upcoming ones. He said that the US was the most important ally that Israel has and that he respected the initiatives of President Trump and Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. However, he emphasized that his priority was making sure that the immunity debate succeeds to restore rule of law and integrity in government. The announcement was seen as a political victory for Kohol Levan. Last week, Gantz caused headlines when he announced that, like Netanyahu, his party supports the application of Israeli law to the Jordan Valley. Those on the right challenged him to join forces with Likud and pass the law immediately. Those on the left accused Gantz of falling into a political trap set by Likud. He was thought to be in a similar position with regards to the Trump invitation. To attend would mean absenting himself from the debates in the Knesset he had initiated, but not to attend risked offending President Trump. Last night, Jordan announced that it had no information about the Trump peace plan and could not be asked to support it. The Palestinian Authority has already rejected it, saying that any plan that is not based on the return to the pre-67 borders with Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state is not acceptable. A poll released on Friday showed that only 35% of Israelis support unilateral annexation of the Jordan Valley, while 30% oppose it and 35% said they didn't know. On Monday, the chief rabbinate announced that several months previously, it had unanimously and unequivocally recognized the Ethiopian Jewish community as Jewish in every regard, upholding a ruling of the late chief Sephardi rabbi Ovadia Yosef nearly 50 years ago. The reasons for not having made the decision public was not revealed, but it is believed to be potential opposition from some extreme sects within the Haredi community. One of the people responsible for pushing through the decision was Rabbi Yehuda Deri, the chief rabbi of Be'er Sheva and the brother of Shas party chairman, Interior Minister Arye Deri. Four incendiary devices sent from Gaza landed in Israel yesterday, and strong winds brought them to areas previously not reached by these potentially deadly weapons. A bunch of balloons tied to a suspected bomb was found near Kibbutz Tzde Boker, 40 kilometers from Gaza. Prince Charles on Friday gave what the British commentators described as the strongest royal support for the Palestinians when he visited Bethlehem and said that he was heartbroken to witness the suffering and hardship the Palestinians endured. On Thursday, the prince met Israel's President Reuven Rivlin, toured the Israel Museum, including the Dead Sea Scrolls exhibit, met Holocaust survivors, and addressed the World Holocaust Forum at Yad Vashem. Earlier on Friday, Charles visited the tomb of his grandmother, who sheltered Jews during the Shoah, and is buried at the Russian Orthodox Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Jerusalem. When French President Emmanuel Macron visited Jerusalem's Old City on Wednesday, he engaged in a heated argument with Israeli security when they pushed past the French detail and were first to enter the Church of St. Anne, which is French state property. Macron loudly told the Israeli personnel, speaking in English, "Everyone knows the rules. I don't like what you did in front of me." Later, he apologized for his outburst and shook hands with the head of the Israeli security team. There will be Australia Day celebrations in Israel tonight. The municipality of Tel Aviv will illuminate the municipality building with the image of the Australian flag. The gesture, initiated by the Israeli Embassy in Australia, will be displayed in honour of the 71st anniversary of diplomatic relations between our countries. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.